Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Welcome to Power in the Word. As you can see, I'm listening to another ministry program right now. I'm actually listening. Hallelujah. I was actually listening to Lady Renee. Amen. Hallelujah. I was actually listening to Lady Renee, who is a blessing. Amen. She does sister empowering sisters, and she also joins me here. So I'm expecting her to be with me on today. Amen. And so it's a blessing and a privilege to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. I love him. I love him. I love him with everything in me. I love him, and I don't say that lightly. I really, really do love the Lord, my God, with all of my soul, my strength, my heart, with everything that is in me. He is the one who keeps me going. Amen. And you know, if you listen to this program, you know that I have to take some time to give God his proper respect and his proper praise. Amen. I know that without him, I would not be here. Without him, I would not be in my right mind. Without him, I would not have the wisdom that he has imparted within me as a result of all of the experiences that I have gone through over the course of my life. So just bear with me. Just bear with me while I praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Oh, yes, he is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And I just am excited about today's program. We're in March, and as most of you know, March is Women's History Month, where we're appreciating women, where we are appreciating women. And I don't want to let the opportunity go by without taking some time to just give women their props and let women know that God considers us as women to be special, to be so precious to his heart. And he does have a very special plan for us. We've been through a lot. If you're a woman out there listening to this particular segment, which is Women to Women, you know that as women, we have been through a lot. Amen. Can I get an amen? We have been through a lot, but we made it. Amen. We made it through. And the key to success is not getting stuck up, not getting stuck in the past, but being able to continue to move forward, being able to continue to move forward in spite of everything that we're going through, in spite of everything that we've been through. If we could just get the key to success, which is to let those things which are behind us go and to continue moving forward, then we will be able to have a lot more happiness in this world. We won't be thrown for a loop every time something happens that is contrary to the word of God that we have had spoken over our lives. So just prepare yourself to be equipped to keep moving forward. Amen. To keep moving forward in spite of everything. I want to encourage you on today to keep moving forward in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. He is good. Can you say, just say that right where you are, right where you are. Just say, God is good. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And again, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and get started, but let's start with prayer. Amen. Let's start with prayer. Amen. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship your name. You're worthy to be praised. There's none like you, and we magnify your name today. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise because you are God all by yourself. And we put our minds on you. You tell us in your word to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. So, God, we come to you, and we just want to put our mind on Jesus. We want to put our mind on the sacrifice that was made for us on the cross at Calvary as we go into this Easter weekend. We want to put our mind on you, God, on you, because you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die for us so that we wouldn't have to. So through Jesus, we now inherit eternal life. We have life, and we have life more abundantly. And we are just so blessed. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the wisdom, the inspiration, and the direction. We love you today, and we praise you for who we are. We thank you as we seek to continue to be women after your own heart, as we seek to be the type of women that you would have us to be. We just ask that you continue to let your mighty hand rest upon our lives, that you continue to guide us and direct us, that you continue to chastise us when we get off course, that you continue to walk with us and talk with us, that you continue to provide for us. Thank you for your blessing, Father. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for life eternally. And thank you for life abundantly. So word, Lord, the mouth of this preacher woman, as I go forward to do this ministry program, and word the mouth of Lady Renee as she joins me, and word the mouth of every caller, every listener, amen, that wants to call in. And Father God, give us ears to hear and hearts to be inclined to receive what thus says the Lord on today. Let us receive and hear what it is that you have to speak to us today. And Father, at the end of this program and at the end of this day, we will be ever so certain, as we lay our heads on pillows, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you just love prayer? Amen. Don't you love praying, reaching out and touching the Father through prayer, being in communication with God, amen, through prayer? I tell you, it's something that's so very special to me, because it takes me out of myself, amen, and it puts me in his presence, amen. Prayer takes us out of ourselves and puts us in the presence of the Lord. Amen and praise God. Today's ministry program, again, welcome. Welcome. By way of introduction, I'm Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I pastor New Creation Christian Ministries with my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And today's ministry program, I want to talk with the women out there about becoming the kind of woman that God wants you to be, amen. Becoming the woman that God wants you to be. And that's key. That's key. When we think about God and his plan, amen, in Jeremiah 29:11, God tells us that he has a plan for us, amen. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope for your future," or hope and a good future, amen. And God has very clearly laid it out that he has a very specific plan for us, amen. And he also tells us that it's his plan that he get the glory in our lives, amen. He tells us that it's his plan that he get the glory in our lives. So we have to make sure that whatever we're doing, that God is getting the glory in our lives. Amen. Amen. So today I want to share with you, and I want you to call in to talk to me about how you have come, or whether or not you have come to be the type of woman that God wants you to be. And I also want to give you an opportunity to talk about some women in your life that are exemplifying the character of God, amen, in your life. And as I was thinking about this, I need to go in and open up the chat room. I'm going to do that. I want to open up the chat room, and I want to open up the switchboard. Amen. I need to do that because Lady Renee is probably waiting. Amen. And there's probably some people that are waiting to chat. So I'm going to do that. Just give me a second. Let me get that done because I do want to talk to you. I want to see you. Amen. And I want to hear you. Praise God. But before I go in there, I just want to say, as I was thinking about this topic, I went before the Lord and I asked God, what exactly is the type of woman? What is the woman that you want us to be? What kind of woman is a woman that God will want her to be? And I can guarantee you that I am not the only one who thought first about the Proverbs 31 woman. The Proverbs 31 woman, and she's an awesome woman when you think about her and you think about all that she accomplished. Everybody knows about the Proverbs 31 woman. And I'm going to open the Bible just in case some of you don't know who she is. I'm going to open the Bible and read Proverbs 31. Here we have a young man's mother giving him advice about how to find a good woman. Amen. Hallelujah. And it starts with Proverbs 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and gives meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hands. She plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. She lays her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes fine linen and sells it and delivers girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household, and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own work praise her in the gates. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's a blessed scripture. Amen. When you think about that scripture, you think about that Proverbs 31 woman, and you say, wow, you know, that's the type of woman that God would want us to be. Amen. He would want us to be like that Proverbs 31 woman. And if you study that, if you look at it in the NIV version or any of the more expanded versions, they break it down. They break it down. And the switchboard, I'm opening the switchboard now, and I'm also opening the chat room. But I wanted to read that scripture just to get us started and to get us to thinking about some of the characteristics of the woman that God will want you to be. So the chat room is open, and I see Lady Renee waiting patiently on the switchboard here, so I'm going to bring her in and welcome Lady Renee to Women. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Yes, and God bless you too, Pastor Rebecca.
How is your day going?
Oh, girl, it is great. It is just great. When we start off with God, hallelujah, our day just run a lot smoother. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And it's a good week.
Yes.
It's just a good week. I feel a sense of anticipation in the air.
Yes.
I feel like God is getting ready to do something.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's up to something.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, you're a fire, woman of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I tell you, this Blog Talk Radio has been on fire these past few weeks. I don't know if you've been on. I know you've been on and around.
Yes. Hallelujah.
My God. I tell you, we're bringing, you know, we have a conference that we go to in North Carolina. We're going in June, and it's a comeback to God conference. And Apostle Tillery and his wife are hosting a conference down in North Carolina, in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, at the Tri-Faith Ministries, amen, on the first weekend of June, and my husband are going down to preach down there. But you know what? I think I sense that word is prophetic, amen, because all across the nation, people are coming back to God, amen.
Hallelujah.
We're coming away from the material stuff, and caller, I see you. We have a caller from the 908 area code. I see you, caller. Hang with us, amen. Bear with us because I believe that God is getting ready for the fire up in here, amen. Hallelujah. And I believe that people across the nation, I believe around the world, we're coming back to God, amen.
Hallelujah.
We're forsaking stuff, you know.
Yes,
we're forsaking mammon. We're not worshiping mammon anymore. My God, I tell you, we're coming back as the people of God, and we're seeking His face, amen, for real.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so I'm excited about what God is doing as we seek, even with this program today. This was something that He told me to say. Let's talk about how we can be the women that God wants us to be. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's put this caller on the air. Amen. Because I believe that God is up to something. And I don't want to hold back. We don't want to hold back. Amen. Caller 98, welcome to Woman to Woman. You're on the air.
Oh, praise God. It's just I'm on my cell phone. That's all.
Oh, God bless you, women of God. Prophetess Lalisa Williams, it's just you. Amen. I see there's a fire coming up in here today.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad I can tune in. I don't often get to tune in during lunch, but my schedule is a little different today. So I said, let me tune in with the women of God.
Praise God.
Yes, Lady Renee.
Hallelujah.
You know we love you, Pastor Rebecca. I thank God for you. I just know I'm even going today, and I'm in the back of my mind is the whole pump up the power thing.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, your book, Pump Up the Power. Listen.
I got you.
Pump it up.
Yes.
Amen. You know, and I have to give a brief testimony because, you know, we're today's topic. We're talking about becoming a woman that God will have you to be, you know, the woman that God wants you to be. And the thing about it is I have to give a brief testimony about that book. The Lord put that book, Pump Up the Power, in my spirit over 2 years ago when I wrote it. And I released it. When I released it after fighting, wrestling with God. Amen. I wrestled with God. And let me tell you, anytime that you wrestle with God, you win. Amen. Even though you don't, God wins, but you win. Amen. Because it's His will and not your will. Amen. So I was wrestling with God,
And I was like, well, God, this is a motivational book, and it's not as spiritual as I would have it to be. And God really, really dealt with me on that to let me know that everybody needs to get this material, these principles that are in this book, because those principles are not, the name of the book is Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. The life that we want has to be, in order for us to be victorious,
amen.
The life that we want has to be the life that God wants us to have.
Amen.
Amen. And right after I released that book, my sister went home to be with the Lord, and I went through a pit period. I went through a pit period in my life where I was in the pit, and I was in the valley of the shadow of death, and I didn't know how to get out. But God had me read my own book to help me to get out of my own pit period. And right now, you came back prophetically, prophetess, to tell me that I need to pump up the power in on that book, because for a year, it's been, June will be a year, so... From June until now, I didn't do anything with that book, just barely, was the bare minimum. But
yes.
God now is saying it's time to pump it up, amen, and I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. The people, and there's so many people that just, you'd be surprised, not that you would be surprised, I know you know, as you all know, that the whole world waited for the manifestation for the glory of God.
That's
and who
right.
was a better motivator than Jesus Christ?
Yes.
He motivated the lame to walk.
Amen.
He motivated a woman who had an issue of blood 12 years. You know what I'm saying? She was motivated to press her way.
My God.
You know that's motivation. With the woman who came to Jesus with her alabaster box was motivated. She didn't care about what the disciples were going to say, what the men would say. I mean, look at Deborah, the prophetess.
Jesus.
You know, these people are motivated. God is a motivator.
Yes,
my God.
Yes, he
so
is.
We have every right to use our motivational skills. You know, wherever we go, in the church, out of the church, and it is still going to point to Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Because even though you don't recognize him, because we know he wants the glory and the recognition, but nothing happens without his power anyway.
That's right.
Amen.
You could be Donald Trump. You could be Michael Dell. You could be the head of Microsoft. What? It don't matter. That is it Oprah? Whoever you are, you can claim whatever you want to claim. But the bottom line is, one day you every knee shall bow.
Amen.
My
come
God.
On now, come on.
My
now.
God. My
hallelujah.
God. My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
Jesus.
You,
Jesus. And, you know, that's a powerful word. You talked about Deborah. You talked about the woman with the issue of blood. And you talked about the woman with the alabaster box. My God, my God. You know, and I can identify with all three of them. And this program is, I mean, that's what this program is about. It's about powerful women of God. And I have two of them on the phone with me, amen, Lady Renee and Prophetess Lalisa Wim. And we're talking about being powerful in women. That's the woman that God wants you to be. He wants you to be a woman of power. And when I think about identifying with these women, and I welcome Barbara Green and Kiki, amen, I see you in the chat, amen, God bless you. And when I think about these women, I say, God, who am I? Who am I like? You know, when I think about the women in the Bible, and I think I have a little bit of all of them, Eve and the woman with the issue of blood, because I've been that woman with the issue of blood to the point where I was bleeding all over the place with my issues. Have you been there?
Yes, amen, yes.
My God, and then I had to become that, I had to press through the crowd, like you said, Prophetess Lalisa, to say, you know what, I don't care what anyone says about me. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of carrying the issues from my past. When God says that I'm a new creation, when God says that he has forgiven my sins, I don't need to walk around with shame. And with guilt anymore, amen. I need to bring my alabaster box to the feet of Jesus and wash his feet with my tears, amen. And I'll tell you, I've shed some tears. Oh, Lord.
Can I give you one real deep?
Yeah.
You ready for this? How about you be a woman like Naomi? See, Naomi could have said, you know what, I'm going to go after Boaz for myself. Listen, she was a woman. Listen, now you know it ain't like she was too old, because we know some old women will go after a young man. Listen,
come on.
she set her this was her daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes daughter-in-law, mother-in-law relationships ain't even all that.
Mm-hmm.
She set her daughter-in-law. She pushed somebody else.
Mm.
My God.
See, that's when you talk about being a real woman of God.
Come on now. Come on.
How about when you ain't got, when you still hungry?
That's right. Come on. Ooh, come on.
Another woman, you push another woman into a position of prominence and abundance. See, when you, listen, anyway.
Come on. Come
on. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Melissa, come on now. That's all you do, sister. That's
when God
you do.
That's when God's gonna really break forth, and the glory of the Lord is gonna fall on so many people.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? He's gonna fall on you too. Listen, if I'm in the vicinity, I'm gonna get some. That's why I have to promote you, Pastor. That's why I got to talk about your book. That's why I gotta talk about the CDs.
Come on, Hallelujah.
Renee has out. That's why I got to talk about what Tanya Blout is doing or what Dr. Hunter is doing.
Come
That's
on now.
Robbery in me to promote my first lady. That's why I can love my first lady regardless of what she might. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We got to get there. We must be there. And if we ain't there, I'm sorry. I don't know where we think we're going.
Yes. Come on now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One day, for sure, God's going to put us in a position where we're going to need somebody to pump us up.
Come on now. You talking about kingdom building now, sis. You talking about kingdom building. Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Got to sow some seeds of pumping up other people.
Come on now. Come on. Because ain't nobody
going to
pump you up. Hallelujah. If you ain't pumping nobody else up. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's big. And when they fall, you wonder, well, where was everybody at? Listen, we want to know where everybody was, because sometimes you didn't sow no seeds when you were down.
That's right. Come on now. Come on. Come on.
You're going to reap a harvest, and you ain't planting nothing.
That's right. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know what?
Come on.
My God.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. She preaching my sermon. Glory.
Oh, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for your grace.
Yes.
Thank you for your word,
yes.
God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I know, Renee, and I know, Lady Renee, you do a lot of that. I see your, I see you putting everybody's stuff out there. You got my books on your website.
Yes,
and I'm
hallelujah.
Just, and just even that you took the time to do it. I have a website. It ain't that I don't want to put your stuff up there or somebody else's, but to take time. You got to have a mind. The Bible says, even you know, they had a mind to work.
Come on now. And then the thing about it is when you're doing it on purpose, we got to learn to sow on purpose. We got to learn how to operate within the kingdom that we come from. We have to do it God's way if we want God's results. It's not about us. It's
and even
about him.
Pastor Rebecca has my books at her church. She could say, listen, I'm doing all this on my own. I got my own books.
Come
I don't need your books there. Listen. We got to prove that we're not selfish. And right now, there's not a lot of that proof going around in the body of Christ.
But this is why God is doing it. He's using us. We're to be trendsetters and trailblazers. Girl, you understand? People going to catch the vision. But we are doing what God told us to do. And we set the example not by our words, but our deeds. Keep looking, keep watching, because you're going to see the glory
amen.
Of God. Amen.
Praise God. And you know, that's what, amen, these sisters are preaching up in here, amen. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons again, and we're coming to you with Woman to Woman. And today, you know, we've already gotten started. If you haven't noticed, the fire starter is here. That's Prophetess Lalisa Williams. She's here. And Lady Renee came in with fire. The phone lines are still open, so there's room for you. 862-2- oh, that's my phone number. Amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord. 646-652-4832. And we're talking about today becoming the woman that God wants you to be. And as you have heard already, what the sisters, what the women of God are saying is that God wants us to be, and God wants you to be the kind of woman that does not mind putting another woman's needs ahead of her own. Amen.
Yes.
When I started, I was talking about the Proverbs 31 woman.
Mm.
And, you know, what I'm noticing is, and you know, this is so dear to me because we have Sister Kiki on the chat room and Barbara Green on the chat room, amen, who walks in the fivefold ministry. I don't know why she's being shy. I pray that she calls in, amen. But the thing about it is, these women, both of these women and all four of these women, God has connected me to these women. And the thing about it that I've noticed is that God is using us to promote his glory, amen, in the lives of each other. So it's not every woman for herself. A woman that God wants you to be is the type of woman who loves the Lord with all of her heart, her mind, her soul, and her strength, and the type of woman who loves her neighbor, loves her sister as she loves herself. And we want to make it scriptural, amen, and we want to put the word on it. It begins with the fact that it's like, okay, I'm not going to be selfish, but I'm going to be selfless,
amen.
I'm going to allow God to get the glory by me promoting another sister.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it is, when you humble yourself, then you allow and you humble yourself to the extent that you allow someone else to be exalted above you, when you allow someone else to stand on your shoulders, amen, so that they can be seen, because you know that they have gifts that you don't even have, and they might have something that the group in front of you needs, and you don't have it. Like on Friday, we had ladies' night at our church, and I did a call for women who have been victims of incest or rape. I did an altar call. Five women came to the altar boldly, and I didn't have, because I had just preached for an hour, so I didn't have the power that I needed to begin to do deliverance ministry. So after ministering to two of these women, you know, I started to get dizzy. You know, when you start trying to minister deliverance, the devil will attack you, amen.
Right.
And if you don't have enough power, you can be defeated in that thing. So immediately, I called prophetess. I said, prophetess, come over here and pray for these women, amen. And she came, and she was full. She was full, amen. So she was able to do deliverance ministry and begin to deliver these women from the demonic strongholds that were over their lives. So, and I told prophetess last night, I said, I'm going to be getting calls to go out and preach. I said, but I'm not going to be able to take them all. So I'm going to be preaching over here, and you're going to be preaching over there. I'm taking her with me, amen. Hallelujah. Because I don't have it all. I don't have everything that I need to minister to the people that God has. There are a lot of women that need this ministry. Prophetess Lalisa, Lady Renee, I can't minister to all of these women by myself.
Amen.
So I need a group of women that I can call and say, look, we have some ministry that needs to be done over here. I'm already previously engaged over here. So can you come in? Can I recommend that you go and do it? Amen. Hallelujah. So it's about pulling our sisters through and saying, you know what? All of us have the word of the Lord in our mouths and in our belly. All of us, if you have a testimony, you have a word that's going to break somebody free from the yoke that's on their lives.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah. So it's really about, Kiki said, warriors for God. Amen. Women willing to love each other. Amen. Hallelujah. It's enough of hating. You know, it's enough of looking each other up and down. You know, in the world we did that when we were in the bar. Can I talk for a minute? When we were in the bar, you know, we would look at other women, size them up. Or when we were in corporate America, some of us are still doing this, but we need to stop it.
Yes.
We would size each other up and look each other up and down from the wig to the shoes, amen, to say, you know, what kind of competition. Now we're doing that in the church. We're looking at each other and saying, what kind of anointing does she have? What kind of competition is she for me? And we just need to stop it, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We need to become more loving. We need to, God wants us to love on each other. We've been hurt enough. We've been hurt enough, and God wants us to love on each other, amen. He wants us to bless each other. He wants us to pull each other up. He wants us to edify each other, to encourage each other, to exhort each other, to equip each other, and yes, to educate each other, amen, hallelujah. hallelujah, to emancipate each other. We need to help each other get free. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to exorcise each other, to cast some of those demons out of our sisters. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, my God.
Pastor Rebecca, I have to tell you, that is so the word of the Lord. All this week, all last week, all God been doing is connecting with sisters of like precious faith that have the vision of kingdom building, where they understand their purpose and they're ready to go into cities and take back what the devil stole in the life of other people. They recognize they can't do it by themselves, so they're linking together according to the Spirit of God. Oh my God.
And I tell you, it's powerful because we have Beverly Mahone is in the chat room, amen, and she's the author, welcome Beverly, she's the author of Whatever, amen, and it's a book about menopause and how you can be equipped to go through the changes in your life, amen, hallelujah. So she also has a program here, a powerful woman of God, Queen Unique is in the chat room. I don't know you personally, but I welcome you, amen, hallelujah. And you know, today we're right in the middle of the segment. It might not seem like we're there, but we're talking about being the kind of women that God would want us to be. Amen. And you know, I made a checklist. And let me just go over some of these things. Amen. Hallelujah. One thing is God wants us to be a woman who has a relationship with Him. Amen. And we know that's first. Amen. Because if we don't know God, we can't serve our sister. Amen. And we can't serve anybody. We can't help anybody because we need the Lord to help us. So it's important that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ for ourselves so that we can be equipped to go out and help somebody else. Amen. So we need to have a relationship with God to be able to say, Lord, I know you're there. Thank you, Lord, for this day when we open our eyes in the morning. And thank you, Lord, for your blessings as we close our eyes to go to sleep, to walk and talk with him all day long. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God wants us to be a woman who allows him to validate us. Amen.
Yes. Come on.
And that's another thing, that validation. So many women have low self-esteem. And God wants us to know that we are somebody in him. Amen.
Yes.
That you're wonderfully and fearfully made, that you're nobody's dish rag or douchebag, amen,
yes.
that we are somebody and we don't have to be validated by the men or the people in our lives. We don't have to allow our circumstances to invalidate us, amen, hallelujah. And that's just two to start with, amen. Lady Renee?
Yes, I just wanted to add on to what you were saying to actually confirm that, yes, God, we in order for us to do anything, our relationship with God has to be on point, because I tell you that outside of God, we think self-preservation. We don't have the ability to really love somebody unconditionally, to get out of ourselves, to really be a blessing to someone else without any kind of hidden agenda. You follow what I'm saying? And when we in Christ, we can reach back and help our sisters. We be a little bit more sensitive to the needs that are around us, and we're not so self-centered, worrying about me. That's the only way we're going to be able to help one another, is with that agape love of God. Amen?
Amen. And amen. Praise God. And I just want to just take a sidebar here. Miss Quiet Storm. Powerful woman of God.
Yes.
I see you. I see you in the chat room. I overlooked you the last time. I saw you when you came in, but I wanted to mention you by name. Welcome to Women to Women. And the phone lines are open. 646-652-4832. Amen. Hallelujah. And I do see our friend, Prophet George Howell. God bless you, sir. I love it when men tune in to Women because, you know, as our men listen to us, whether we're ranting or whether we're hooping and hollering or whether we're preaching the gospel or whether we're talking amongst sisters, as the men listen, they get a greater understanding of the inner workings of the heart of a woman, because the Lord tells the man, amen, the husband, to live with his wife in full understanding, amen. And Prophet George Howell is a married man, so he's welcome, and he's a powerful man of God. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, as we are validated by God, you know, you have to know that you're daughter of God. Amen. Through Christ, we have earned the rights to be called daughters of God. Amen.
Yes.
Again, you are the apple of his eye, more precious than rubies. Amen. And you're not invalidated because of something that happened to you in your past. I deal with this a lot, Lady Renee.
Mm.
You know, women who have no self-esteem like I was. Because of something that has happened in the past. And God wants you to be free from all of the baggage. I call it spiritual baggage.
Yes.
Spiritual baggage in the trunk. Amen. Because it's something that carries, that follows us if we don't allow ourselves to be purged and pruned of all of that old stuff. If we don't allow ourselves to be healed, then we are constantly carrying this spiritual baggage in the trunk. And we need to unpack all of that spiritual baggage and give it to God. Jesus said, come to me, all who are burdened and heavy laden,
yes,
and I will give you rest. Amen.
Yes.
He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So I want to encourage you, woman of God, if you really want to be the woman that God wants you to be, to give all of that old stuff, all of that old baggage to Jesus. Open yourself up to be healed. Amen. Stop carrying the baggage of your past, you know, what daddy did or didn't do, what mama did or didn't do. You know, we know that we do what we know, and if we know better, we can do better. But a lot of our parents didn't know any better because they were carrying their own spiritual baggage. So I want you to release your parents today. Amen.
Yes.
God wants you to be free. That's
yes.
the woman he wants you
Thank
to
you.
Be. Hallelujah. He wants you to be free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, we're trying to talk this thing, but
yes.
God's trying to preach this thing. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know how to be free. All you got to do is have the willingness in your heart that you're ready to let all of that stuff go. Like you already took inventory and you realize how your life has been stopped up. You've not been able to move ahead because it's time to let the dead weight go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, just lift your hands right where you are and say, Lord, enough is enough.
Yes.
I surrender all right now to you. I surrender all. And you may not even know God the way that we're talking about him. You may not know him, but I want to challenge you today to put God to the test. Oh, just open yourself to just receive him today. And I tell you, it will be a wonderful process. You will discover a whole new you, girl. And
yes.
today you may be ashamed of who you are, but I'm here to let you know, girl, when God gets finished and he begins his work in you, girl, you'll be able to look in the mirror and you'll be proud of the woman that you are. You'll be able to put all those things that happened in your past under your feet. Because you know that's not who you are today. So I just want to encourage you that God loves you no matter what you may have done.
Yes.
You may even be involved in right now. You do not have to get clean first. To be honest with you, it's impossible to get clean first. Come to God. Because even if we stop everything we think we're doing wrong, we still are not clean enough in and of ourselves to come before God. Babe, the only way you're able to stand before God is because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ and you're being able to receive the free gift of righteousness by faith. It's something that he imputes and imparts to you. It has nothing to do with works. It has everything to do with your ability to believe and receive. So I just encourage you today to receive, to reach out to God right where you are, and he will do the cleansing. Amen?
Amen. Yes. Amen. I tell you, I feel God right now. Amen. He wants you to be the type of woman, amen, who is clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we know that's the only way that we can get back into relationship. Not back. That's the only way that we can get into relationship with God is through Christ. Amen.
Yes.
So God wants us to be the kind of woman who's in relationship with him through Christ. Put on the righteousness of Christ. And another thing, stop worrying. Stop worrying. You know, women, we can be some worrying creatures. You know, we can worry the paint the walls. Mm. But the Bible tells us not to worry. God doesn't want you to worry about a thing. Wow. He wants you to give your cares and your concerns to him because he cares about you. So God wants you to be a woman who is worry-free. Amen. Mm-hmm. He wants you to be a woman who is worry-free. He's going to do for you above and beyond what you can think. Yeah. You know, above your wildest imaginations. You know, if you can imagine yourself in a righteous manner, anything that you can imagine, God wants to give you that. Amen. Because as you delight yourself in him through that relationship, through Christ, God wants to give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Mm-hmm. He wants you to be a kind of woman that when people look on your face, they see the peace of the Lord. Amen. Yes. And they want to wonder how you have so much peace with everything that you're going through. Mm-hmm. They want to wonder, how is she making it through this storm? There's a storm. I know that her kids are going through some changes. And right now, you know, that we have to, when our kids are going through, don't dwell on that stuff. Don't dwell on everything that's wrong in your life. The Bible tells us to concentrate on the good in life. Amen.
Hallelujah.
To think of those things that are good. He wants us to be women who think about how good he is all the time. You know how we say in church, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God wants us to be the kind of women that when people look on us, they see that radiance.
Yes.
In our countenance, because we're thinking about how good God is. We're not thinking about the problems that we're having or the problem that appear to be there, because I tell you, what it looks like is really not what it is. Amen. So it might look like you have some problems, but if you have God, you don't have any real problems. That stuff is insignificant compared to his glory that's going to be revealed in your life. On this side of heaven.
Hallelujah.
See, the stuff that God has for you, you don't have to wait until you get to heaven to receive it.
Hallelujah.
God has some stuff stored up for you on this side of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't worry. Stop worrying. Give it to God. Give it to God in prayer. If you pray, I guarantee you, if you take that situation to God in prayer, and you really put your mind on him and pray. See, so often we are praying and we have our focus on the problem.
Mm.
See, I want you to pray and have your focus on the Creator, amen, on the Father, amen, on El Shaddai, the Almighty One, amen, Jehovah Jireh, our Provider, amen. I want you to pray and have your focus on the solution, amen. Pray and think about God. Pray and think about his goodness. Pray and think about his promise, amen, that he wants to bless you, amen, so that you can be a blessing. That he wants to give you peace and joy, and that he wants to give you beauty for those ashes, amen. That ash heap, that thing that looks like it's been burned up in your life, and you look like you might have a heap of bones, dead bones in your life. God's going to give some bones to that, some life to those dead bones, amen. And he's going to give you some beauty for those ashes, amen. Some stuff had to be burned up if we want to tell the truth about it. Some of those relationships had to end. Some people were taking up space in your life, and they needed to go, because God told us we shouldn't be yoked up with stuff that's in darkness anyway. You know,
amen.
We need to come out of darkness, amen. Hallelujah. But give it to God, and I guarantee you, he will give you a peace that people won't be able to understand, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Pastor Rebecca, I want to read something, if I could, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting from verse 12, if I may, sis. Is it okay?
Yes, yes,
Lady
Renee.
Thus death is actively at work in us, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, but it is in order that our life may be actively at work in you. Yet we have the same spirit of faith as he had who wrote, I have believed and therefore have I spoken. We too believe and therefore we speak. Verse 14, assured that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us up also with Jesus and bring us along with you into his presence. For all these things are taking place for your sake, so that the more grace, divine favor, and spiritual blessing extends to more and more people and multiplies through the many, the more thanksgiving may increase and redound to the glory of God. Therefore, We do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear. Though our outward man is progressively decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day. For our light momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations of vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen.
Yes.
The things that are visible are temporal, they're brief and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. Praise be to God.
That is a confirmation
of everything you said about not worrying and giving it to God, amen, because we're going to look away from what the situation appears to be, and we're going to look at what God's word says. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
And we'll give our listeners the scripture reference for that, Lady Renee.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, I started from verse 12 on down to verse 18, and I read from the Amplified Version. Praise be to God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Ms. Quietstorm had put that in the chat room when we were talking earlier. Philippians 4, 6 through 9 was the first part that I was talking about earlier. We have a man with us, amen, on the line.
Yes.
My husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, my wonderful, wonderful husband, has been pulling in. Amen. And I thank God for his just being concerned about this part of the ministry.
Amen.
And he's been calling in lately. Amen. And I know he only has a few minutes.
Amen.
Anthony, welcome to Woman to Woman. You're on the line. I know you only have a few minutes. I just wanted to know if you had any comments that you wanted to speak to the women about becoming the women that God would want us to be.
Amen. To God be the glory. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day to belong on the Lord's side. And I was just so blessed even as I heard that scripture read in my hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And just what you admonished the women, Pastor Rebecca, to do, and how we need to just look at life circumstances. It's reminded to us in that 34th Psalm that God will deliver us from all of our troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And the writer says all there specifically for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So fret not, especially because of evildoers. We see sometimes so many people doing the wrong thing, and it appears that though they're prospering, but God is allowing us, those of us who are serving him in spirit and in truth, those of us who are looking to the hills which cometh our help truly does come from him.
Amen.
We just need to be reminded of the promises of God.
Amen.
They're yes and amen, and they will not fail.
Amen.
So I know the blessings of Abraham are on all of our lives, those of us who have said yes with our mouths and yes with our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will honor his word and perfect it in our lives. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise
and
God.
Anthony, can I just say something while I have you on the phone? First of all, greetings, Pastor Anthony. Praise be to God.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. You have such a wonderful wife, and I know you have to give God thanks every day for her. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
I do receive that. He who has found a wife finds a good
amen.
Thing, and I know I have found a good thing.
Yes,
amen.
Really
I know how I have found a good thing.
She exemplifies the Spirit of God, and I just want to say that she has been a mentor. You know, God did this thing, not us. You know, she has really been a mentor to me, even from a distance, and I'm just thankful for the opportunity that our paths cross. Amen. And I just want to say that. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Enough about me. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Anthony, I know we only have a few minutes. I want to put you on the spot, sir, if I may.
Amen.
And I really want to ask you, because we have quite a few women listening, and I really want to ask you, what is it that a man perceives when he's looking for that woman, what kind of woman would God want us to be for that godly man, amen, who's looking for his wife? You talked about he who finds a wife finds a good thing, amen. Just in a few words, or you can be garrulous if you like, what is it that you believe that God would have us to be for the husband or overall, amen, as the Lord leads you?
Amen. I mean, just one thing I can say, and I just want to say this clearly, is that women have been carrying the load for so long. And unfortunately, they've developed that spirit of a do-it-all because they had to when the brothers were absent or the brothers wasn't accountable or doing their part. But as we talk about, you know, future marriages or future relationships that God will build, that house that is built on his word, I believe that godly brothers out here are looking for women that are truly hungry for the things of God. Because if a brother can find not just somebody going to church, or, I mean, you can see the spirit of God, the anointing of Christ sometimes just pouring out of the pores of some people. And it's because of their lifestyle, it's because of the kind of aura they're giving off. And I saw that in you. And people don't realize when I met you, you was not an active churchgoer.
No, I was a sinner.
But But you had a quality. You had a quality that was so Christ-like. Your compassion for people. The fact that you had that nurturing spirit. As Lady Renee said, even when we started dating, I saw how you spoke to young teenage girls. I saw how you spoke to women, and you really spoke to them, not just out of wisdom and not just out of your head knowledge, but you really cared that they were in a relationship that was not honoring them. You really cared that they were stuck in a place in life that God did not want them to be. So even before you became a pastor, even before you became a leader amongst leaders, you had qualities, and that's what people are looking for as far as qualities in a wife. Not someone that is just stuck and stubborn or set in their ways, so to speak. Because when you say yes to the Lord, you're willing to change.
My God. My God.
And that is a quality that some people don't realize. That's why I say knowing the Lord and serving God is a prerequisite. Because God will change you and fine-tune you that marriage can be all that God wants it to be. We're so ever evolving into what God wants to make us. And even as our own marriage, where it is today, and it is in a wonderful place, God has taken us from glory to glory to glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
I know I may have tap danced around that because there's not a short answer to that question.
Yeah.
But just the fact that we are willing and have an open mind and an open heart and an objective way of thinking toward the things of God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Powerful.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Anthony. And I tell you, I can't believe how fast the time went today. I have so much more. I have like 15. I only shared like 3, but I have like 15 things that I wanted to share. And I know Lady Renee came equipped with some stuff. Amen. But we only have 3 more minutes. I just want to encourage you to just do that first step. If you do that first step, everything else will fall into place. You know, as I counsel women, I counsel a lot of women who are married and single. Amen. Hallelujah. Beverly Mahomes, you know, you don't hear the program. Amen. I can't believe that you don't hear, because we're live, and it's been live for the past hour. Is anyone else in the room having problem? Kiki said she had to reload a couple of times, and that's one thing that's been happening with the spiritual programs, the religious programs, are the ones that love the Lord for sure. We've been having technical difficulties. But, Beverly, I want to encourage you, and if somebody could type in there, I want to encourage you to listen to the archive because it's been a powerful time in the Lord. And my God, and God had a word for you and everyone else who came in. Amen. But I want to encourage you, just like I tell women who are married, who are having problems in marriage, and I tell women who are seeking a better life, you know, seeking happiness and peace and joy, I tell women, I say, get your relationship with God tight. You know, what I mean when I say tight is when the scripture tells us to love the Lord with all of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength. Get your relationship with God that tight where you're giving God everything that you have, everything that you are, everything that you ever aspire to be, when it's not your will but His will being done in your life. Then your relationships on this earth will all line up. And if they don't line up, they will be pruned. There will be people that God will prune from your life, and you will be so happy. God says in Isaiah 61, He says that we will be radiant, amen. And that radiance comes from that scripture that you love so much, Lady Renee, when we behold Him, amen.
Yes,
and
yes.
We behold His glory. It's in Corinthians. What's that scripture,
318,
Lady?
318.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What's the full scripture?
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
Can you quote it?
Yes, I can. I will get it right because I like to read it from the Amplified Bible.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let me hurry up because I know we only have a few. It's right here. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Meditate.
And Lady Renee, I don't know who this is, but you know what? We have another caller calling in. Amen. And I'm going to give this person
amen,
an opportunity to speak. Area code 216. I have to put you on the air. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, this is Prophet George Howell. How are you?
Praise God.
Blessed and highly favored. God bless you, sir.
Yes.
God bless you. I was busy, so I wasn't able to hear everything, but I did hear the woman of God talk about a woman being with God first.
Yes.
And I just wanted to share something, that prior to God giving him the woman to the man, He took her with Him first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's why the man was able to recognize her, because he said, she is now bone of my bones.
Mm.
And the moment she said bone of my bones, he was saying, she is farming what I'm farming, because I wasn't able to teach her what God was able to teach her, but I recognized her because I had the same thing that she had, because she had the same thing that God had. And before I can even receive her, God had to take her and make her for Himself.
Glory. Mm. 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 Come on now, Prophet.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Mm.
That's powerful.
No, I'm on fire, y'all. Man, oh, my God. Prophet George know about it.
Hallelujah. You know, every time Prophet George Turner speaks, Prophet George Howell speaks, the Lord just breathes. He just breathes. You know,
yes.
You're a true prophet, and the Lord uses you mightily. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
I'm still full from 2 days ago.
It's the word of God. It's the word of God. That's all it is.
Amen. Amen. Well, we receive it. We yes. Sure receive it. And then what a powerful thing to way to end this segment, you know, that we have to realize that we truly do belong to God first.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing to be a woman of God, you know. And they say when Adam first perceived the woman, he said, whoa.
Yeah.
Man. Whoa, man. Wow. So there what we're called women. Amen. Whoa, man. She is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Amen. And you have to know, women of God, the value that you bring to that relationship. Don't stop settling for less. Stop settling for less. And this is for the single women. Because if you're married, you know, and there are problems, I always make the disclaimer, go ahead and get some counseling. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you're single, stop settling for less, because God created you for the best. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So go with that as we close out. I'm going to go ahead and close out. We're going to do part two, because there's so much more that God has to say on this topic. Amen.
Amen.
So I pray that everybody will join me back here on next Thursday when we do Woman to Woman.
Amen.
And the Lord is just doing some things. Expect God to do something. Expect some great things from God. Expect God. I'm expecting. There's a spirit of a sense of anticipation in the spirit realm. And I just want to encourage women, exhort you all to tap into that. If you don't expect anything from God, you can't expect to receive anything from God. And God wants us to expect things from Him, just like a child expects from his or her parent. God is saying, daughter, I need you to be expecting some stuff from me. In the spirit realm, I need you to be expecting my glory to be revealed in your life, in your ministry, in your business, in your marriage, in your relationship, in your parenting. I need you to expect me to move. I need you to expect me to come in and put my hand on your life in a greater way, in a greater way. I want to give you more, says the Lord. God is saying to you, and I pray that we're still streaming, amen, that you can still hear me, but God is saying to you that he wants to give you more, and he wants to do more for you, amen. Thank you for your word, Lord. God wants to begin to work even in your relationships, amen, hallelujah, to do a greater thing, amen, in your relationships, amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
if you hear me in the chat, just say, I receive it, amen,
hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, so expect God to move, amen, the word of God is being spoken in your hearing, in your earcase, amen, and some of you have been waiting, amen, hallelujah, you've been waiting on the Lord. And God is saying to you today that your wait is over. Amen. The wait is over. Amen. Hallelujah. For so many of you, the wait is over. Amen. Right now, God is beginning to do some new things. He says, I'm doing a new thing. Can you not perceive it? Can you feel it in the air? Can you sense it in the spirit realm? Amen. Not the surface of things, but the deeper things. God says, I'm ready to take you into the deeper things. Amen. Of myself. Amen. My God, no more church attendance just for the sake of going to church, God says. I want you to keep going. I want you to keep going, because I'm building up some stuff in you that you're going to be able to take back to the body. Amen. For the edification of the body. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you in my body. That was my original plan. As we're talking about women, we have to always go back to the original plan. Amen. And the original plan was that God said that we would be fruitful and multiply, amen, that we would take dominion over the earth, amen,
hallelujah,
that we would be caregivers and caretakers of this earth, amen,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. That we would nourish, amen, what my husband talked about as being nourishers, amen, hallelujah, and we have to go back and nurture, amen, hallelujah, that to which God has entrusted us with, amen. So we're taking back our children, amen. Amen. In the name of
Jesus.
Too many of your children are out there. And right now we're taking back our children.
In the
amen.
Name of Jesus.
And for those of you who have had abortions, God wants to know that there's some children out there waiting for you. Amen. He's assigned some children to your life. Amen. And he's forgiving you for that. So come from under the condemnation in the name of Jesus. It's been washed away into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. But God wants you to know that he's giving you some children to your bosom. For those of you who haven't been able to bear forth children from your physical womb, God's going to bear forth a seed from your spiritual womb, amen.
Hallelujah.
And he's giving you children, amen, to nurture and to care for and to mentor, amen.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. He's restoring, my God.
Yes.
My God, he's restoring the position of mother. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To you today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And that's because my own sister's on her way.
Yes.
She's in Ohio. They stripped out her womb. They took out her womb, told her she would never have children.
Yes.
She had a hysterectomy because she had so many problems in her female area. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord gave her 1 year old. Amen. And she went to pick him up from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
She's with her son today. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. She's in Ohio, prophet. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
She and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They love the Lord. And the Lord gave them a son. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And they adopted a son. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than a physical adoption. There's a spiritual thing going on. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we know that Joseph wasn't the biological father of Jesus. Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, we got to go. Oh, my God, we got to get up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But I want to tell you that there's always hope. Amen.
Yeah.
And God is birthing out some stuff in the spiritual realm. So don't look at the gift, amen,
yeah,
as though, don't look disdainfully at the gift.
Yes, yes.
Some of you have stepchildren. Some of you have children. You married men and that had kids already.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, you know, that there's been a rift in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying he wants you to go and be a restorer of the breach. Amen. He wants you to go and restore that relationship that has
mm-hmm.
been broken. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That child came into your life because that child needed a mother.
Yes.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God. My God. My God. The things that that child's mother couldn't give to that child, the Lord is saying that he's called you to give to that child.
Come on now.
My God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God wants you to lay yourself on the altar of sacrifice today. My God. My God. He wants you to lay yourself on the altar of sacrifice. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Are you willing to say, as Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, Lord, if it's your will, take this cup from me, but not my will, but your will, God. Let your will be done in my life. Amen. Are you ready to give God a total sacrifice? My God,
yes.
God, he has a reward for you.
Yes.
There's a reward for you when you surrender all.
Amen, amen. And Pastor Rebecca, I just want to say this one thing. You know, the Word of God tells us in Hebrews, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God lets us know, hallelujah, that those that come to him must first believe that he is God.
Yes.
He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him.
Yes, Lord.
Him as your whole life depended upon it.
Yes.
Seeking him as if you were searching for silver and gold.
Yes.
That's when God will be found of you. Amen. When
yes.
When you're thirsty and you hungry and you keep digging and you say, God, I'm not going to stop searching until you respond. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. And I want to speak to that woman right now. You've been out there looking for love in all of the wrong places. And I have to speak to you right now, because you wake up and you find yourself in a strange man's bed, and you don't even know how you got there. And then there's that other woman out there, and you're just sleeping with the enemy. My God, my God. And the man doesn't honor you, and he doesn't appreciate you, and you've been with him for a while, and then you want to be married. Oh yes, you want to be married, but you wait, and you've been waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting. And God says, when you have to. It's time for you to make a shift. It's time for you to make a change. And just like you're thirsty or hungry for the love of that man, God says, I need you to be hungry for me like that. It says you can't live on the love of that man. And you can't live stuffing yourself with food and alcohol and overindulging. You keep going back. And there's a woman. And you even find yourself picking up marijuana. And God is saying to you today, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but you're finding stuff to try to fulfill a need deep on the inside of you. And God is saying to you today, I have everything that you need and more. He said, I want to fill you from the bottom to the top of your heart. There's an empty void on the inside of you, and you go to church, but you go to church, but you still come out empty. And it's an empty tradition for you. And God says, I want to fill you to the point where the joy is overflowing. flowing from your heart, where people will look at you and ask you, what's so funny? And they won't understand why you're so happy. And God says, I want to give you that kind of joy. I want to give you joy overflowing, the kind of joy that no man can give you, the kind of joy that no food can give you, the kind of joy that no drug can give you. God says, I want to give you that joy. So I'm pulling somebody out today, amen, in the name of Jesus. Come up out of that place of darkness. Come up out of that place where you're looking for love in all of the wrong places. If not to be found there, aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Aren't you tired of looking for love in all of the wrong places, looking for answers and solutions? You're like that woman with the issue of blood. You're like that woman who went here and there looking for answers and she couldn't find it anywhere. And guess what? You're not going to find it there. You're only going to find it in the ever-loving arms of God, says the Lord. You're only going to find it when you come to me, when you totally surrender yourself. And you're crying right now. Tears are coming down your cheeks. And God wants you to know that he loves you. And he wants you to know that he hasn't forgotten about you. And the only reason that we're still streaming is that you could hear the word of God today for your situation. You've been tired. You've been sick. You're having problems, even that married woman. And you're having problems in your marriage. And God is saying that's because you put your husband on the throne. He says, take your husband off the throne. Put me back on the throne. Let me be God in your life. Let me be Savior. Let me be healer. Let me be your joy. Let me be your peace. Let me be the one who holds you and rocks you when you cry. God says, let me be your all in all. I need to be your all in all today. I need to be your all in all. Will you let me be your all in all, says the Lord? Will you put your mind back on me? Will you look back over the years and over the times that I comforted you in the past? Will you look back at the times and wonder how you made it through? Know that I am the one who brought you through, says the Lord, and I'll bring you through this time. Hallelujah. I'll bring you through this time. Hallelujah. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to drop the ball on you, says the Lord. I'm going to bring you through because you are my daughter, because I love you. Ha, my God, because I cherish you, because I created you. I created you for my pleasure.
Yeah.
My God, I created you for my pleasure, and I do take pleasure in you. I don't care what they said to you. I break every curse that's been spoken over your life right now in the name of Jesus. I break every curse. I come against every stronghold in the lives of the women who are still listening right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woman, thou art loose in the name of Jesus. Be free from your stronghold that's been over your life for so long in the name of Jesus. I declare total victory in the name of Jesus. Total healing, total deliverance, total salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn to him. Turn to God. Turn to God. Turn to God. You have financial difficulties right now. And God says, I will provide for every need according to my riches in Christ Jesus. I have riches in glory and I'm pouring them out right now. Oh God. God is pouring out miracles right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you for your miracles, God. Thank you for your blessings, God. Thank you for your blessings. God is drying up debt right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He's canceling out debt in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I got a bill, my God. I got a public service bill in the mail today, my God. And there was a credit on that bill. It said, do not pay. And let me tell you, my bill was high. And it said, do not pay. And there was a credit on that bill in the name of Jesus. Because I've been praying for God's supernatural hand in my finances. My God, and I received that for my mortgage. You got to grab this thing. You got to grab this thing today in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. It's a seizure.
Hallelujah.
It's a season for miracles. And that's only because we're the people of God seeking the real true God. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not about a house. It's not about a car.
Amen.
It's not about money in the bank. It's about the people of God. God wants to free you up so that you can do this ministry that he has assigned you to do.
Yes.
God wants to take the worry of drought out of your mind. Amen.
Yes.
There is no drought in the kingdom of God. Oh, my 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 God.
God, I thank you.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. God wants you free. He wants you free in Christ and free indeed. In the name of Jesus. He says, no good thing will I withhold from those who love me and are called by my name. And the Father, that is, but God is not the kind of Father that does not provide for his daughter. My God, we have to know this. We have to get a revelation of his name. Oh, we have to get a revelation of this thing. See, the people who believe in the secret know this. See, we have to know who we serve. We do not serve the universe. We serve the one true God. My God.
Hallelujah.
My God. My God. Don't you dare. I want to pull you out of that universal stuff. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Don't you dare believe in the universe for the things that only come from me.
Right.
God says every good and perfect gift comes from me. My God, my God, my God, let's put our focus and our trust back on God. Let's put our trust back in God. My God, you don't have to supplement this thing. My God, my God, we don't have to supplement the word of God. Let's put our trust back in God. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. God says, I have given you the ability to get wealth. My God, and I'm going to bless you so that you can be a blessing. People are going to pour money. People are going to give you money. I receive it in the name of Jesus. People are going to send money to this ministry. Deuteronomy 8:18, God says, I have given you the ability to get wealth. Don't you forget that it is I who have given you the ability to get wealth. People are going to send money into your household. People are going to pour money into your ministry. I receive it right now in the name of Jesus because this word must go forward. I can't go back to work. I can't go back to 9 to 5. I shall work for no man, my God. I worked the 9 to 5 for 18 years. I worked at Merrill Lynch for 18 years. I can't go back. I know people are going to send money into this ministry. I declare it in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord is moving the hearts of the people. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're going to find a way to sow into this ministry, and they're already doing it. I call out the name of prophetess. The prophetess Priscilla Pelzer, amen. Who's been in her prayer closet. And the Lord had her call me today and say, Pastor, the Lord told me to have send you the money. It's my birthday, and they want to give me gifts. And I said, send it to Pastor Rebecca. I call on her name because I'm telling you, when I speak the word of the Lord, it's not a false prophecy. God's word is true. Listen, people of God. I know I sound like a raving maniac right now, but I'm so hot I had to take off my sweater. I'm telling you, there's the fire of the Lord is burning in my belly right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking this as a woman of God into your life today. It's not by chance that you're listening to this program today. This is not a radio show. Amen. This is a ministry program. And when I get off of this thing, I'm done. I've pulled out, and all of my virtue has been pulled from me. You don't even know, my God, what God is doing in my life. You don't know how pregnant I am, my God.
Hallelujah.
With the word of God. I'm a weeping prophet. I'm like Jeremiah right now. Because too many of God's women have been yoked up. And God wants you to be free in every area of your life. Listen, molested woman who's been molested. Listen, woman who's been raped. Listen, God says he's giving you beauty for ashes. You stripped away all traits of your beauty. You've taken off of your ornamented robes. You done stopped wearing dresses and started dressing like a boy. You can't even put on a dress anymore. You don't even want your beauty to be made evident. And God says he wants to give you back the beauty for your ashes. He said you're beautiful in his sight. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and dare to be as beautiful as God has created you to be. Oh, the devil is a liar. You go ahead and put on your lipstick. Go ahead and do your hair. Go ahead and walk with your hair held high, woman of God. You're still God's daughter. I know what happened. I know they tried to kill your spirit. But God says, I'm breathing life back into you today.
Thank you, Lord.
God says, I'm breathing life back into you today. Go ahead and dare to be as beautiful as God created you to be. You've been holding on to those extra pounds because you didn't want anybody to look at you with lust. But God says, I'm allowing you to strip away those pounds. I'm allowing you to take care of the temple. I'm allowing you to be beautiful. And guess what? Even with the 20, 30, 50 extra pounds, go ahead and be as beautiful as I created you to be. It's not the outward adorning, the braiding the hair. It's not the beautiful clothes that you wear, but it's the inward beauty and the radiance of the Lord that's shining through that makes you a beautiful woman of God. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived in the name of Jesus. God says, I'm giving you double for your trouble. Somebody, you've been walking in trouble long enough, and this is the day of the Lord. I declare right now that this is the day of the Lord, that God is giving you double for your trouble. My God, receive it today. The troubles are not going to trouble you no more. I'm not saying you're not going to have no more trouble, because God says we're going to have trouble as long as we're alive on this earth. Jesus said it. In this world, you will have trouble. But God says, take heart. You've got to take heart to this word. Grab a hold of this word. Because he says, I have overcome the world. And that means he's overcome the world and everything in it. God has the answer to every trouble that you have, my God. Receive it on today, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God. My God, thank you, Lord, for your word. My God, thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your wisdom, God. Thank you for the women of God who assembled here today. Lord, thank you for every woman who listens to this broadcast. Thank you for every woman who's still on the chat. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to still be streaming, even beyond, Father God, our time. Father God, thank you, Lord, for doing surgery on today. Thank you for healing, God. Thank you for hope, God. Thank you for the remembrance of the promise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we put our hope in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God. We glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for reassurance, God. Thank you for the blessings, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord, that you have even sent people to pour into our bosom, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for every open door, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the purity of heart, God. The women assembled here on today and the men, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for every person who ministers in your name, God. Increase. I speak increase. I speak increase over the lives of every person who ministers in the name of Jesus with purity of heart and holiness in the name of Jesus with the right intent, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for every person that was a part of this broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for every person who tuned in. I thank you, Lord, for every person listening via the archive. And I speak increase, God, in the name of Jesus. Healing, God. Restoration, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Salvation. Somebody's being saved. Somebody's being saved. Somebody's being saved. Believe on Christ. Believe on Jesus. Believe in your heart and receive it and confess it with your mouth. You too can be saved, but you got to believe it with all of your heart that Jesus can change that situation, that he came so that you can be in relationship with God, that your sins are forgiven. And if you believe it, just say, I believe it, and I receive Christ on today, and forsake all others, forsake every other God, the God of money, the paranormal, in the name of Jesus, that universal stuff, the new age, in the name of Jesus. I forsake everything just for Jesus. And if you do it, you can be saved. So, Lord, thank you for the person that just got saved. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
We give this time to you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
My God, restore virtue. Restore virtue.
Yes,
restore virtue, God.
Yes,
restore
Lord.
Virtue.
Oh, yes,
as we've poured out today,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Go
yes.
with us. Protect us, God. Protect
yes,
Prophet
Lord.
George
yes.
Howell and Lady
yes,
Renee and Pastor
Lord.
Anthony, Prophetess
yes.
Elisa.
Hallelujah.
Protect, Father God,
yes,
our Queen Unique
yes,
and
Lord.
Beverly Mahone, my
yes,
God,
Lord.
And Kiki, God.
Yes,
protect,
yes,
Father God.
Yes,
protect,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God.
Glory.
Protect Miss
yes,
Quiet Storm, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Protect
yes,
Pastor Anthony, Lord.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, every
yes.
person that was
yes.
a part, our
yes.
guest, God,
yes.
every listener,
yes.
Sister Dana, Father God,
yes.
every listener, Father
yes.
God,
yes.
and Barbara Green,
yes.
God,
yes.
In,
yes.
The in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Protect your
yes.
word that's
yes.
been deposited on the inside of their heart,
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus, every person, every woman, every man, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, cover, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. 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 Protect God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray for the woman that called in, God, on the show where the ministry program where I was yesterday, God, with the Reverend God, the woman that called in, Stephanie is her name, Lord. When she began to get her deliverance, Lord, I declare right now, Lord, that her deliverance has continued, God,
yes.
that her deliverance is complete. You said we should call those things that are not as though they are, God,
yes.
and I declare that she is set free
yes.
from every demonic stronghold
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
That you finish every great work,
yes.
that you have begun, that you say you shall bring it to completion, Lord.
Father.
So we put this in your hands.
Mm.
Father,
yes.
I reach out right now
mm.
in the spirit realm
yes, Lord.
And put this in your hands, Father God. Everything that you have done,
yes,
everything
Lord.
That you have even attempted to do,
yes,
and nothing that you've attempted, I repent for that word because we know that you do what you set out to do. You
Amen.
Say it, your spirit moves, and it is done. You say it, your spirit moves, and it is done. You say it, your spirit moves, and it is done. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Lord,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus,
Lord.
For the work that is complete.
Mm-mm.
In the Trinity of our God, God
yes.
in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank
yes,
you for the completion of the work that was already done since before the beginning of time. Because
yes.
you said in Psalms that before we lived a day, every day that we would live was written in your book.
Yes.
So we receive it and
yes.
we declare it.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Allow us to leave this place right now.
Yes, Lord. In the name of
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Pastor Rebecca.
Yes.
Praise God. I just
praise
want to
God.
Pray for you right now.
Yes.
Right now. Heavenly Father, I just cover Pastor Rebecca right now, Lord God. I just cover her with the blood of Jesus Christ, her and her husband, Lord God. I cover even the marriage with the blood of Jesus
yes.
Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for strengthening my sister, upholding her with the right hand of your righteousness, Lord God, that she will continue to go forth, oh God, using her tongue as a two-edged sword, oh God, to edify others and to tear down the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke any backlash of the enemy from coming up against her and any retaliatory spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for the wisdom of God that flows so freely through my sister. I thank you, Father God, for every need, oh God, every need that she has right now being met according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the open doors, Father God, that you set before my sister and my brother. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for taking them to higher heights and deeper depths, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for moving by your spirit, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for blessing them to link up with people of like-minded faith, oh God, kingdom builders, Father God, people that will pour into them, oh God, everything in which they have need of right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for all the yokes being destroyed through my sister. Oh God, how you're using her mightily for your glory, Father God. I thank you for how you're taking all the wounds of yesterday, God, using it as her testimony, God, to set others free, oh God. And I thank you so much, Father God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you just for this opportunity, Lord God, to having known Pastor Rebecca, Father God. And it is in Jesus' name, oh God, I just come. cover her right now and all that concerns her, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for your peace and even your joy, oh God, joy unspeakable to just flood my sister's soul, God, in the name of Jesus. I command heaviness, go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oppression, depression, I bind and rebuke any spirit of witchcraft, hexes, vexes, curses, or spells that may have been sent against my sister, every fiery dart of the enemy, send back to the pit of hell from whence it came in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we dispatch the minister and angels, oh God, to camp round about her and her husband to deliver them, to keep them in all of their ways, to bear them up in their hands, lest they dash their foot against the stone. And we serve notice on you, Satan, that you are defeated in the name of Jesus. We bind you from your operation in their life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Horrible Sandra Loco for Robosidia. Horrible Sidia Norobosa. Oh, God, help us, oh, God. Help us, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, not to quench the spirit, oh, God, but to let you have your way, oh, God. Oh, God, in totality, oh, God. Oh, Rabasidia Norobosa. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God,
hallelujah.
Yes, God, yes, Lord, yes.
Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you seeing what Pastor Prophet George is saying in the chat room? He said, lift your hand as a simulation of this declaration and name the nations within yourself at your time of convenience and watch God confirm your words. Bring
my God.
All your cares to him and watch God answer requests. I receive
yes.
that prophet.
Glory yes.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Declare the word to all nations.
Yes.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Pastor George Howell is still with us. Man of God. Man
of God. Is.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor Howell is on the phone.
Amen.
Pastor Howell, you're still here. I don't know if the Lord has. I see he's speaking.
Yes,
amen. I don't
Lord
know if you.
The Lord is moving. The Lord is moving. Since this happened 2 days ago, we was on the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
I moved. Oh, my
amen.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord.
I saw that. Amen. I caught the archive on that. My God. Amen. That was. I didn't listen to the 2 hours. 2 o'clock in the morning, but God is moving. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, the Lord, he's just so awesome. He's just so awesome.
Yes.
And I just love him. And Lady Renee, I thank you so much for your prayer. And Prophet George Howell and everybody else out there, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. And God is doing something awesome in his ministry. And I don't do this often, but I want to give anybody who felt moved to even sow into this ministry, the donate button on my website has a technical demon. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. But if you want to sow into this ministry, you can go to my other website, which is dpc-books, David Peter Charlie, dpc-books.com, and there's a link there for the ministry.
You see it on the chat, dpc like that, -books.com.
Yes, that's it. Amen. dpc-books.com. Just for those who are led, amen, to sow, because we know every need is being met. And Lady Renee, this happens in our church a lot. You don't know. We can't go home because the Spirit of the Lord moves so heavily.
Anytime prayer get involved, the Spirit of God starts to flow. And when his word is being preached, when the kingdom of God is being preached and being taught the right way, the Spirit of God is all always present to back up the word that was being taught and preached. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I tell you, it's just incredible. It's awesome. This happens every time. Oh.
Amen. Praise God. And isn't that the kind of God we serve? He's faithful.
Yes.
He is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go down from this place in His glory. Amen. In His glory. Hallelujah.
I want to stay on the mountain, Father. Why I got to go back to the mountain?
I know. I could stay all day, but it's Good Friday, which means that banks are closed tomorrow, and my daughter will hurt me if I don't get the money to take her on her little shopping spree. Amen.
Amen.
So
I do
have to go and take care of some more business. God does give us. But we can stay with Him. Just because we go down from this place does not mean we go down from His presence.
Amen.
Lady Renee, I love you.
Yes, I love you too.
I love you. Go over.
I sent you the invitation and everything.
Yes. Go over to Lady Renee's website. I will be on her program on the 10th of April. Amen. I did receive that invitation. Sister, Empowering Sister. Lady Renee, you might want to type that in.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Empowering Sisters.
With an S at the end.
With an S at Blog Talk Radio.
Yes,
it's One Sister Empowering Sisters at Blog Talk Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com/Sister Empowering. I'm drunk in the Spirit. It's so good to drink of the Spirit and don't have to drink liquor. Amen.
Amen.
And go on over there and check out what she's doing. She's doing a great work for the Lord. And there's another one. Pastor Paula has a month-long crusade against incest, and that is BlogTalkRadio/Pastor Paula, I believe.
I got it. I think
it's amen. You want to tune in?
Truth about incest or Pastor Paula?
I think it's Pastor. I'm not sure.
I'm going to look. I'm going to check.
Amen. But if you do Truth About Incest, if you do a search right here on Blog Talk, you'll be able to tune in to what Pastor Paula is doing, especially if you are a person who's passionate about this issue. Pastor Paula is definitely passionate about this issue, and I did hear the archive from the night before. She wasn't on last night, but she will be on it tonight at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And even though I'm not there because the Lord has me on a kind of like a consecration, I can't come as much as I would like to, but I'm praying for that ministry. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And Lalisa Williams also, she's Firestarter. She was with us. If you go to Firestarter, do a search for Firestarter. You hear her program.
Yes.
She was with us earlier.
Yes.
And Prophet, of course, Prophet George Howell. If you haven't listened to the ministry that the Lord is doing through him and his wonderful, beautiful wife, then you are missing something. Amen.
Yes.
And you can do a search for Prophet George Howell. That's H-O-W-E-L-L.
Yes.
And you will be able to listen to his ministry as well. Another, I tell you, God, we're tearing Blog Talk Radio up for the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and there's so much. Again, Beverly Mahone was with us earlier. You want to check out her program. I don't know about Minister Quiet Storm if she's doing anything, but check out. Check it out. Amen. Amen. Check out what God, there's no E at the end.
Yes, amen. I was just
amen. Hallelujah.
Prophet Howe.
Amen,
God.
Amen. And check out what God is doing here at blogtalkradio.com. Lady Renee, I will see you.
Yes.
I will email you or contact you, and you be blessed. Amen. I'm
be
still
ready,
waiting for
be,
you to come
ready,
over.
Be ready, Pastor Rebecca, because, girl, I'm going to have you on there for a whole hour.
Amen. And you start at what time?
I think it's at 5 o'clock. Because
good, because I have a 7 o'clock. Good. I have a 7 o'clock meeting, so 5 to 6 works for me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be looking forward to it. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Love
God
you.
God bless you. Love you. Love you, too. And we love all of you out there. Remember to tune in on Tuesday for Power in the Word and Thursday for Let's Talk About Thursday for Woman to Woman. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You never know what God is going to do. God bless you all.
Oh,
remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sisters, and to you too, my brothers, that God loves you. And so do we. Lady Renee and I here, and Pastor Anthony here at Power in the Word, Woman to Woman. God bless you. Peace.
God bless you all.